But I always thought that it was named after an old gentleman by the name of Harris that used to live in Belmead.
Uh-huh.
And they just added Harrison Street.
Uh-huh.
But I've been told by several people that it was named after Harrison's
mm-hmm.
colored man.
Isn't that funny?
Uh-huh.
Well, did this used to be a farm here?
Yes, uh-huh. There was no houses here. We built down here in the house on the other end just before you went into the other highway.
Uh-huh.
Go up here and you go into this highway back in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And there was 30-odd acres here.
Mm-hmm.
And we built on John's mother gave us, Dita, he and his brothers and sister deeded us an acre of land, and we built houses.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 1917.
When you moved into this house?
Sixth day of March.
1917, my goodness. And you lived up until that time in Bosqueville, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you moved here?
I was 22. I was married, of course. But I moved from Bosqueville in 1904.
Oh, where'd you move to?
Moved to Chalk Bluff. And it's right on out the Dallas Highway, and
uh-huh.
you cut through then, an access road goes over to Chalk Bluff.
Uh-huh.
And my baby sister was born in December 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 3 weeks old, we had a boat, and we lived on the river, our farm on the opposite side. And we moved across, and all the kids and I had a big family.
Uh-huh.
There were 11 of us.
Oh my goodness, you did have a big family.
And this baby was 3 weeks old, and we came over in a boat.
Oh dear.
And then, of course, the furniture and stuff was moved around by town and
uh-huh.
came out, you know, in a wagon.
Uh-huh.
In wagons, of course.
Yeah. Well, how long did you live there then?
Chalk Bluff?
Yeah.
I lived there until, from 1904 to 1900. Ten.
Uh-huh. Then where'd you live?
And we moved between here and Waco was what they call the old poorhouse.
Uh-huh.
County farm.
Uh-huh.
And indigent people, that they lived there, you know, they took them in just like welfare now, you know,
mm-hmm.
distributed them here, there, and yonder. And my father was superintendent of county farm until 1917 when I married and moved out here.
Oh, I see.
And I like from August, I married in August till December being 22 when I married.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, I've not moved very many times.
That's true, yeah.
And
true. How far from Waco is Chalk Hill?
Chalk Bluff?
Chalk Bluff, Chalk Bluff.
It's supposed to be about 8 miles.
Uh-huh.
Not very far.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
My husband's buried there, and my father and mother. A brother and two sisters,
Sarah.
Nieces and nephews, in the White, in the Moore Cemetery. I started saying White Rock, but Cemetery.
Is family name?
Yes. The owned all that land where the cemetery is, and they gave several acres there for a cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And they named it after the family who donated the land.
Uh-huh. where all did you go to school? When you were going to school, where did you go to school?
Well, I went, my first year was at Bosqueville.
Okay.
And I went there, several years, 3 or 4 years, and then we moved to Chalk Bluff. And I went to Chalk Bluff then, till I was 14, and we moved to the poor farm. And I went to school in East Waco on Turner Street School.
How many years did you go then?
Oh, I went to the 8th grade and quit.